And a reminder, you get a free 20-ounce Texan slush because of today's win. You can pick that up at participating area Sonic locations on Tuesday throughout the Houston area. Let's go inside the locker room, find out more about this victory with the Sonic game recap.
Obviously, guys weren't open for him to keep holding the ball, and got after the quarterback, got after all the offense. So it was a collective good effort.
Can you talk about just being at the midway point in the season? If the Colts lose tomorrow, you guys are tied for first place. But talking about the guys in this
game. I think it gets overlooked a little bit, you know, and, you know, we're still in it. You know, it's one of those years in a division that obviously isn't the best division, but, you know, it's that's why you play and that's how the playoffs are structured. So we got to continue to take care of our business and, you know, regroup and get better on the bye and then obviously have a big Monday night game coming up.
Is this the kind of performance you guys expected out of the defense all year?
Yeah, you know, we expect to play well and, you know, we've been kind of up and down and obviously some weeks not playing up to our capabilities, but today we did.
Was it, I guess, maybe scheme or just you guys executing that made such a big difference or made you guys play so well
just
today?
Just both. I think we had a good game plan all week. I think we had some good practices and we went out there and executed and played a good game.
Hey, on that touchdown catch, did you switch your hands several times? It felt like when you fell on the replay, you were making...
Yeah, I was just trying to get it to the point where I can roll over. So, yeah, I think I did, you know, but... In them instances, you know, you never know what you do. I knew I had the ball. I knew it never touched the ground, and that's all I was worried about.
What happened on the injury? Was there any residual effects?
No, it just got tight on me. You know, it's just football, you know, at the end of the day. You know, you take a hit like that, and those things get stiff, but I'll be perfectly fine.
How good is it?
I mean, as a good runner, you got to just stay patient and understand that you're going to wear them down eventually. Like towards the end of the game, you start gassing them for 5-7. So eventually, you just got to stay calm and just keep on running until they give it to you.
You guys are a pretty physical offense up front. You hope to get to that, you know, wear them down moment a little bit earlier in the games.
Yeah, we got to start a lot more faster as an offensive unit, and I think we're going to work on that in this week.
How much were the short catches, short passes, you know, an extension sort of the run game? You think?
I think it helps a lot, man. It shortens the downs. It puts the OC in a better calling the plays and puts the offense in a better situation.
How much are you getting better at that? Because it's probably not something you did too much of as a rookie and sort of adding to your resume, right?
I mean, I try to get better at it every day, get extra work at the practice, get on the jugs, just catching the ball and running routes, understanding who's going to be matched on you and just know their weakness when they're covering you out there.
What sort of lift did you guys get today from the defense, seeing what they did?
Good lift, man. Defense came to play. And when the defense come to play, man, it just rallies around that energy that the defense brings. And I think that's what got us through tonight.
What's it like watching Merciless and Watt get to the quarterback that way?
Man, that's how our defense is built. I mean, we know we have rushes. We know we can get guys in third down and long. That we're going to have rushes. We're going to have a good opportunity to create turnovers, create negative plays. And the night they came to play, I mean, I think we showed from the first snap that we was ready to go tonight. And we just kept the pressure on them. So we just got back to doing what we needed to do defensively as a defense and as a team, just going out there and playing as one. Man, we did that tonight.
Hey, as long as one thing's going and we're getting a W, no matter how it gets done, we're happy about it. Our defense went out there and played a heck of a game. And some games come down to that, and we tip our hats to our defense because they don't even play their ball, though.
You know, you're starting to get a little continuity in the offensive line, but, of course, Dwayne gets hurt late today. The good news is you don't have to play next week, so that's probably not a factor. But how important is continuity with run blocking? I think it's more, in my opinion, it's more complicated than pass blocking and therefore harder to do.
Definitely. When you have the guys in there, you try to, no matter what the situation is, you try to go out there and get it done. But the more and more you play together, the easier it gets, the more you're able to cut down the verbiage and stuff like that. So the more common guys are in there, the better it is.
You believe in your running back by committee approach? I guess you have no choice.
No doubt. Those guys come out there and practice hard every day, and whoever's in there, we're going to go there and take care of business.
Thanks, Ben. Is there any frustration with all the moving parts of the offensive line, considering with injuries and just guys having to move from position to position like that?
We won today. That's all that matters. When we're winning, it don't matter if we're playing with 3, 4, no matter new guys, as long as we get a W, no matter, that's all that matters.
How much sweeter is it now that you have a bye with the win before that bye?
It's good. We get to enjoy this win and, hey, go ahead and make the corrections these next couple of days. And we got a big game coming up against Cincinnati on Monday night. So we got plenty of time to get ready for them.